Ode to a Celluloid Masterpiece in the style of Percy Dove Tonsils, written while sipping a dry martini. It was 1975 or so when you first swam onto the silver screen, but oh, how little did I know you would forever haunt our dreams. "It's just a fish," my mom would say when I could not fall asleep. "Now shut your mouth and go to bed, or I'll take a flying leap." My room was dry, at least for now, so I had nothing to dread. But I must stand guard and not allow my little brother to wet the bed. It was summer, so all the kids would swim and splash merrily about. "The water's fine, please come in." Of course, I had my doubts. We were miles away from any ocean, more likely my toe I'd stub. But just to be sure, I made my way to the shallow end of the tub. As we grew older, I knew one day we'd have to face our fears. "We're going to see one beneath the waves." My brother was in tears. While John Howard dreamt of bigger boats, Franklin lost his lunch at sea. I knew it was down to the two of us. I'm referring to Mikey and me. The Devil's Teeth, that's the place where you'll find what you so desire. When I told my brother, his boyish face looked so dour and dire. As the shark swam by, I thought, "It's either us or him." Then I remembered, it matters not. Neither my brother nor I can swim.